AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A system glitch today causing a cascade of troubles for Alaska Airlines and its regional carrier, Horizon. Alaska asking the FAA to issue a ground stop. That's now been lifted, but the backlog of delays could take longer to fix. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
The reason was an upgrade Alaska did to its weight and balance system for flights, which didn't go so well. So for an hour, all Alaska planes that were on the ground stayed on the ground. The issue is fixed for now, but the impact could cause delays all day. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Senate expected to be sworn in to this afternoon to take up articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over he's accused of mishandling the migrant crisis. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer saying he'll seek to dismiss the charges, Democrats calling it a political stunt. In New York, seven jurors have been seated in the hush money payment trial against Donald Trump. Five more are needed along with six alternates. The court is not in session today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is asking for responses to Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that seeks to recognize the constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood wants the court to take up a lawsuit by Sheboygan County's district attorney. The groups in the Planned Parenthood case have until a week from Friday to respond in writing. Labor leaders fear lawmakers will try again to loosen child labor laws in Wisconsin. Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14- and 15-year-olds, but it's another story in other states.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Police officers on Madison's north side are wearing body cameras as part of a 90-day pilot program. The city council approved it last year after years of debate. Officers were trained last week. Madison is using Panasonic cameras for the pilot program. Police Chief Sean Barnes supports the cameras' use. An independent researcher will study how it's going and report back to city leaders after the pilot program ends July 14th. The Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Center for Music is officially open. The new building on East Washington Avenue has 40,000 square feet of rehearsal rooms, studios, and community spaces. WISO staff calls it a permanent home for generations of young musicians. The building's unique shape is inspired by the curves of musical instruments. WISO staff say they're excited to have all their students under one roof. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 6-3. The crew got off to a bad start. Starting pitcher Wade Miley hit in the knee with a line drive by Manny Machado, top of the first inning on Bally Sports.
Ground ball off of Miley. Bowers picks it up. He'll tag out Machado. But now your concern is Wade Miley.
That's the absolute last thing the Brewers need to see. Ball hit hard, got him right on the leg.
108 off the bat.
Miley stayed in the game through three innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
How about that? You know what I mean? Stick in there after getting drilled. It's not fractured, which is good, but it's going to be good and sore.
It's the first series loss of the season for the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the Pacers on Sunday. Damian Lillard, unable to practice yesterday after playing in Orlando.
We want him to be as close to 100% as possible, if you can be that at this point.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems.
Scattered showers continue to trickle on and off throughout the afternoon. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will tap the 60s and fall to the low 50s for tomorrow with more scattered rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
Matt Nair on air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, taking your phone calls as well. Lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. It is
Pump Day.
There you go. A beautiful sunny day high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Hopefully it is nice wherever you are today as well. I know we had some severe weather roll through parts of southern and southwest Wisconsin over into the Waukesha area last night. Still assessing some of that storm damage, but a little cooler today, but all in all, not a bad spring day. Coming up a little bit later on the program in hour two, our exclusive interview with Kathy Griffin. Haven't seen her in a while. Had some controversy, was basically culture canceled. Has been through cancer, been through addiction, but back on the stage. She will be right across the street from where we are at this Sunday at 7:30 at the Overture Center. Kathy Griffin with her new stand-up tour visiting Madison. Had a chance to sit down with her earlier this week. Great interview, actually. I think people might be a little surprised, might learn some things you don't know about Kathy Griffin. She was very gracious with her time. She will be in at 1:30 with that interview. But right now, as per usual, on a crossover Wednesday, we welcome our colleague, host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow, up north on Lake Wissota, and from the nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, Trigvi Olson. Gentlemen, welcome back. Great to see you both. Patrick, what's new on Lake Wissota?
Well, it's still cloudy. We finally got rid of the rain about an hour or two ago, but we needed it. We needed the moisture. We're happy to have it. I'm very happy to see Trigvi. I was very concerned. He was a time traveler over the last 5 minutes or so. He had traveled into next week, but he's back now.
Things are good next week. He clicked. The show is lit.
For folks, yeah, for folks wondering, we have these links that we click on to join the show, and Aaron Zommers, super producer that he is already sending out info about next week's shows, and so yeah. I had to double check myself to make sure that I didn't launch myself into the future and click on next Wednesday's link.
I'll take the blame on that one.
It provided content, Aaron. So that's a win. Right, we've got something to talk about.
I asked him to do it because I'll promo Monday's show already. Next Monday is Earth Day, of course. And joining us in another exclusive, I think, in Wisconsin, the daughter of former Governor Gaylord Nelson, Tia Nelson, will be joining us on the show. We're going to originate the show across the lake here, across Lake Mendota. We're going to be live at Governor Nelson State Park for Earth Day, and Tia Nelson is going to join us via StreamYard and talk a little bit about her father's legacy, a bipartisan one at that. So that's what prompted the early StreamYard, is because we wanted to make sure that Ms. Nelson was all set up. Did you know a Gaylord Nelson, Pat Kreitlow, or
no, yeah. No? But I have a Gaylord Nelson story.
Please,
that I don't think I've told you,
yeah.
And I need somebody to tell me if I'm wrong. But I was the lead author on a bill that renames a part of, I believe it was Highway 63 that runs through Clear Lake, his hometown, mm-hmm. that names the highway after Gaylord Nelson.
Wow!
But this was 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. We're in the Great Recession. We're cutting budgets, you know, instead of spending things. And I was advised that the only way the bill would pass is if it allocated $0, and that any sign marking the Gaylord Nelson Highway would have to be put up by, you know, volunteer groups and things really? Like that. I never had a chance to follow up on it, having been, you know, defeated in 2010. And I don't think in all of the years since then, anybody has thought to maybe squeeze those couple of bucks back into the state budget and put signage up along that road, which is named for him, but it's like a tree falling in the forest. Nobody knows if there's no signage. So
there's still no signage.
As far as I know. Now, if somebody wants to correct the record, I'll listen. But that I always had regrets that I should just said, no, put up the damn sign. It's not that it's not going to break the bank.
Well, now we got to
start a movement.
Exactly.
Put up the damn sign.
Yes.
Put up the damn Gaylord Nelson sign.
It was the stretch, from Clear Lake up to the Apostle Islands, which of course were very important for him and for President Kennedy, helping make sure that we protected more of this great planet.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Well done, Pat Kreitlow. Number one, well deserved. He should have a former governor and the founder of Earth Day should have a road named after him in Wisconsin. But what the heck's the matter with the legislature ever since then not putting the money in there? Now, as Trigvy said, now we have a cause. And Trigvy, talking to Tia Nelson, kind of get ready for next week, she pointed out that her dad, as the governor, you know, met with former President Richard Nixon, a Republican. Right. And of course, it was Richard Nixon who created the Environmental Protection Agency. People forget that.
Right.
Right.
When you had Republicans caring in ways I could. Part of the reason I never followed up is I knew that as the founder of Earth Day and it being about the environment and natural resources, Trigvy, I was not going to find a Republican going, yeah, I'll go along with that. That's where we are in this day and age, I fear.
It's sad, really, when you think about it, because, I mean, Todd, we talked about this when we were in La Crosse, right? The, mm-hmm. the Mississippi River Parkway, right? People like Tommy Thompson, Gaylord Nelson, a cross section of legislators, Republican and Democrat.
Bob Jelk.
Recognizing that, Jelk, the things that make Wisconsin great, one of them is conservation and protecting the natural resources, which are incredible. And that's sad.
Yeah, it really is. But good on you, Pat Kreitlow. We're going to make this a movement. Let's get the sign up. Let's get money for it and honor former Governor Nelson, the great governor and the creator of Earth Day.
If I could make the case, I'm willing to wait in line if maybe they could first allocate or release the $125 million to clean up PFAS that they haven't spent one dime to do yet. Then maybe the $15 million for healthcare in the Chippewa Valley. I'm willing to be third on the list.
Okay.
But maybe if we could keep the GOP from being AWOL about PFAS at the JFC, the Joint Finance Committee, we'd all be in a better place right now.
I'm going to disagree with Pat a little bit on this one.
Oh, all right.
Just a little.
Right. Very good.
Okay? The Republicans deserve some blame for taking it down.
Yeah.
They do. But I also know Evers held a press conference where there's been some back and forth with Robin Voss about the fact that Evers has not reached out to Voss and the Republicans in the legislature. It seems to me that there is some potential, much like there was with the UW recently where the two of them need to work together. And I get it's always hard to be the first one to reach out. But on the other side of that, the Republicans shouldn't be doing what they're doing. But on the other side of that, Evers needs to be reaching out to those who are reasonable to try and get something through, much like Democrats and Republicans, quite frankly, in the House right now, are rallying together to get aid passed for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm all for people talking and trying to find some kind of a middle ground here. Obviously, there's a fundamental disagreement over whether the Republicans want language that, you know, severely restricts the DNR, or if they are truly looking out for quote unquote innocent landowners that they think the DNR will persecute. I think we all know what you do in a case like this is you look for the language that essentially says, you know, innocent landowners won't be charged. The language won't actually be that much beyond what we currently have because Democrats will contend the current language is good enough. But if Democrats will say, let's tweak it a little bit more just to make extra sure, you know, that innocent landowners, you know, aren't persecuted for somebody else dumping chemicals, then fine. But I mean, honestly, it shouldn't have taken, where are we at, 287 days since the budget was signed? I mean, why are we the better grown-ups here than the people in that building?
Totally agree with that. You should run for governor, Pat.
Don't give me ideas. I got to do something in retirement here.
I like that
idea. I'm all for it. I'd vote for Pat Kreitlow for governor.
My God, for one moment, you're championing me putting up a sign on the road. Next, I'm heading for the governor's mansion, baby.
As I pointed out in Eau Claire, Pat, I've been a fan of you since I was in grade school.
Stop it.
Here we go. They're roughly the same age.
Yeah, we were at Eau Claire at the same time.
All right, well, Pat gave me a little cue. I was on his program this morning up North News Radio every morning, 6 to 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Hope Carnop had a great article headlined, former Buck star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar adds to criticism of Hovde's nursing home comments. The NBA, former NBA MVP featured Hovde's comments and questioned, quote, is this the guy who should be a senator? If you don't know what we're talking about, here it is, part of his comments to reporters about a week ago talking about voters in nursing homes. Mr. Zombers.
Number two, you look at the nursing homes. Look, I do lending into the nursing home community, or used to. The average life expectancy in a nursing home is 4 to 5 months. How can you have, you know, Racine County Sheriff finding 100% of the people voting? And by the way, elderly parents are dying saying, who voted for my parent? Who did that? That's a legitimate question. You had ballot harvesting in public places. A Dane County judge said it's illegal, but the votes got counted. You had correction of...
He goes off the rails.
Let me get... here's what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said. Quote, what's troubling here is his desire to take away the rights of the people who have spent a lifetime contributing to this country based on physical attribute, age. Even if there was some fraud, the goal should be to uncover it, not to deny anyone in nursing homes the vote. Pat Kreitlow.
And then he goes on to say, what if Hovde were diagnosed with terminal cancer with only a year to live? Should we take away his right to vote because he doesn't have much time invested in the future? Of course not. And here's the thing. He then said it again on a radio show where the quote there is, if you're in a nursing home, you have only 5-6 months life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote. So as much as his supporters want to say, oh, we're making a mountain out of a molehill, those words couldn't be more clear.
Right.
It was a dumb thing to say. And yeah, he really should call himself out on it.
I think it's fantastic that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, former great Milwaukee Buck, is calling out Eric Hovde.
And airplane pilot, too, if you ever saw the movie. You know?
Pat Kreitlow every morning, 6 to 8, Up North News Radio. Thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Back with more Trivia Olson on the other side. It's the All Ball Show for a Wednesday on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us can't even afford a $1,000 emergency, I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never-gonna-happen-to-me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to the Tyler Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. It is the 17th of April, 2024, a Wednesday. Welcome back to the show. Thank Pat Kreitlow for making time as always. Trygve Olson, a former Republican like myself, a native of Wisconsin, now finds himself in the nation's capital, is the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, amongst other hats that he wears. Also, just being an all-around great guy to travel the state of Wisconsin with, by the way.
It was great traveling Wisconsin.
It really was.
It was so great that the following Wednesday, I actually forgot that I was supposed to come on.
It's fine. You know, everyone needs a break from Todd once in a while.
It was one of those things. I looked at, all of a sudden, I just went, oh my God, I forgot to go on Todd's show.
It's all good. You know, it makes the heart grow fonder, you know. So there you go.
You know what? How about Zommers pulling a little You Can Still Rock in America by Night Ranger? One of the most
exactly
underrated bands in the history of rock and roll. I know that because I just saw them in concert.
I know you did.
They can grind the axe.
The curator of obscure band, Trygve Olson, amongst
they're
other
not
things.
Not obscure.
Well, all right, fine. To me, they're a little obscure.
I wish Kreitlow were still on, because since we were in college at the same time, he would remember Night Ranger.
He probably would. Speaking of Mr. Kreitlow, Trygve threw out that perhaps Pat Kreitlow should run for governor in the future, simply based on the fact he's trying to get a sign. We found out what we learned here already today is Pat Kreitlow offered a bill, which apparently passed but did not get funded, to put up a sign honoring former Governor Nelson for all of his great work. And it is still not up, apparently. So
you know what, Todd? What? Who represents Polk County? We need to get them on the air and ask them, why is there no damn sign?
We'll figure it out. Off the text line from WAUK, the Shaw Troy, listening in Mount Horeb, says, I'd vote for Pat as well. Pat for governor. So there you go. Let's see where that
you
goes.
Know what? Yeah. The next tour can be Pat right? will make Wisconsin great.
I like that. Yeah, right.
I know. And we learned in Eau Claire, you know, where we had such a good turnout when we had the opportunity for people to drink beer and eat cheese curds with us at Dooley's Pub on Water Street, that Pat can work a room.
He still got it. He has still got
he
it.
He does.
Yeah.
He's got a game.
We always appreciate Pat Kreitlow stopping by. Again, he's on the radio on Civic Media's Radio Network 6 to 8 every morning, Monday through Friday on Lake Wissota. Before the break, they're talking about this story by Hope Carnop in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Former Buck star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, adding to criticism of Eric Hovde. Hovde got caught, not really caught, he just said it, that basically old people in nursing homes shouldn't be allowed to vote. I mean, he didn't say that exactly, basically saying once they get to a nursing home, you only have 4 or 5 months to live. And he is suspect because the nursing home vote in Racine was so high. Now, look, my maternal grandmother lived in a facility, a nursing home, assisted living combination for the last probably 8 years of her life up until 96. She voted in the November before she passed away in January. She was completely with it. And to say that people, you know, are going to die as soon as you go to a nursing home and then you shouldn't have the right to vote, outrageous. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar asks the question, quote, is this the guy who should be a senator? I agree with him. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Mark from Peredesac. Mark, what say you?
Well, I don't think he is the guy. As somebody who actually had to spend some time in a rehab facility after a couple of my surgeries, that after a post-op infection, that I was completely with it when I was in that facility. I mean, that he can pucker up, Mr. Hovde. another point that I make, you're talking about PFAS, and one of the members of the Joint Finance Committee wouldn't meet to authorize that funding being spent, even though the money's there to be spent on that. I got a letter from a member of the Joint Finance Committee who is jumping the gun on, for representing the 14th, Senator 14th, Joanne Bowie. I thought it was kind of duplicitous for every senator in office pretending she's actually our senator when she is not our senator at the current time. Our current senator is Dianne Hesselbein, and that it just kind of, and I called her, Bowie's office and didn't chew on the person that answered the phone. But I said, I'm just kind of disgusted by this, this mailing I get, and apparently it was okay to do that. It was supposedly okay to do that, but the way it's presented is that she's currently representing us, and she is not. I mean, I don't even know if she lives in our district, that is one thing.
I think running for that area in her new district this fall, so I think that, I used to be, but I'm not any longer an expert on legislative rule. But I think they're allowed to because it's ruled now that is her new district. She'll be running in November.
If she lives here, apparently, because I don't think she actually lives in the new district even.
Don't quote me, Mark. If memory serves, you can run for a new district. It's just that you have to live there within so many days after the election should you be elected to it.
Well, that should be hogwash there. You should actually have to live in it prior to, running for office,
I'm not defending. I'm just laying out what I believe. No. If memory serves, it's been a while, but I think that's the way it is. But appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Thanks, brother.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark. Trigvi, again, getting back to this story on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar calling out Eric Hovde for criticizing people for voting in nursing homes. Hovde's campaign made a similar statement last week and said Hovde, quote, was referring to specific cases in Racine County where family members raised concerns about their loved ones voting. The sheriff's department did an investigation. Guess what? No charges were issued. Hovde's campaign did not name any specific policy changes he believes would address the concerns without election administration. I mean, the guy, again, Trigger, we've seen this time and again, that these mega candidates just, pun intended, trump up fear that's not based on fact to gin up the voting base.
Yeah, he should go jump in the lake.
He has. He tried it.
He should do it again. I think that's going to be a reoccurring theme throughout this thing. It is shameless because what it does is it just reinforces this narrative. And, the reality is, I don't know whether Eric Hovde knows that it's true or not, but it's not serious. I mean, we've been having, we've been having this ongoing conversation about politicians and the two kinds, like Tommy Thompson used to say, those who want to be and those who want to do. And you want serious ones who want to do things. And that starts with, being a cheerleader for the state. It starts with not running around sucking on lemons and eating prunes all day, which Eric Hovde looks like he does a fair amount of that. Maybe that's the Orange County way. I don't know.
Right. One of our fact checkers on the show here, just to be accurate, looking it up, saying 4 to 5 months is the average nursing home residency. Some live a few weeks, but many others live years. Okay, so that's a fact, but it doesn't matter whether you're there for a month or whether you're there for several years. People should have the right and access and be allowed to vote. And Hovde brings up, well, it's weird because we have a near 100% voting record. Well, most of those folks in nursing homes come from a long line of doing their constitutional duty of voting. It's really important to them.
It's so incongruent, Todd. Here's a guy who's all about, I'm sure, trying to say he's the candidate who cares about life.
Right.
And yet old people, apparently their life ends when they go into a nursing home that he's helped underwrite and profit off of.
Very well said. Trigvi Hovde, Judas Priest, Todd. I can't even talk.
Hovde.
I can't even talk right now. Trigvi Olson coming back on the other side of the Todd Hallball Show, taking your phone calls as well, and Todd will have a drink. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not
Stephanie
just be stomach
Hoff
issues.
For the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. As your family gets ready for those spring cattle exhibitions and county fair projects, there are some things to know before you show. Extension Livestock Specialist Bernie O'Rourke says make sure that you read your fair book carefully. Rules, requirements, and dates may have changed, and you don't want to be turned away from the show or at the animal auction.
Your fair books might be out from last year. Some fairs do a two-year yearbook. Some do an every year. Once that comes out for the current fair, make sure you read those sections that has to do with animal health rules, the project rules, auction rules. There's auctions at our counties, and that's really the ability for young people to recoup some of the costs that they had through their project, but also do some saving to expand their project and or go to further education. All those pieces play into a lot of rules to make sure you have the opportunity to do so.
Extension Livestock Specialist Bernie O'Rourke with some reminders before the show season. Stick around for a look at your midday markets coming up.
Research, promotion, and education, that's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yep, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org.
From Chicago, the Class 3 milk contract seemed to be giving back yesterday's gains. The May contract is down 28 cents at 17.03 a hundredweight. The June contract is down 34 cents at 17.31. Corn is mixed. Cash corn is up a quarter of a cent at 4.31 and a quarter. December new crop corn is down three quarters of a cent at 4.66 and a half. Soybeans are showing strength. Cash beans are up 9 1/4 cents at 11.54 and a quarter. November new crop soybeans are up a nickel and a quarter at 11.63 and three quarters. And July new crop wheat is down 3 1/2 cents at 5.61 and a quarter. That's a look at your midday markets on a Wednesday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Light scattered showers continue to trickle on and off throughout the afternoon. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will tap the 60s and fall to the low 50s for tomorrow with more scattered rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show down here on the farm on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour, 12 noon on Wednesday, April 17th. Mr. Zomers, what did you dial up?
It's I'm
cheese
a cheese.
Heads with attitudes. I'm a cheese head,
that's the,
baby.
That's the way that's it exactly starts. It. Yeah. I don't think I've heard the beginning.
Zomers, Zomers will not be able to play a song like that that I will not be able to name.
Oh, I completely believe that, yeah.
We are talking our friend Trigvi Olson, like myself, a former Republican. He is now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, having worked with people and on campaigns like John McCain's presidential campaign. Also, I helped run Mitch McConnell World for a while. That's right. Spent some time in Kentucky with Rand Paul. I'm not sure whether that's something I would want to do or not. But these are things you find out as you travel around the state with Trigvi Olson for a week. It's we true. Did, and you had other obligations last week, so it's the first time we're together after the tour.
I wasn't. I forgot to come on.
I was trying to be nice.
it's okay. I deserve to be called out. I was really mad at myself about that.
It's all right.
Skipping out on the best hour professionally I have, and I completely forgot it.
I've been ghosted enough on Grindr, so you know I'm
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock shows up, and I look, and I'm like, time to go. Oh no. I was still on Wisconsin time.
I know. But right, exactly. It was a great tour. Before we get into that, though, Trigvi, we have another caller here, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Always appreciate it when she calls in. Joe from Madison talking about her earlier comments on Eric Hovde, saying that he doesn't think that folks in Wisconsin nursing homes vote that often, has real questions with it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yes, that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar called Hovde out. Joe, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Thanks, guys. I think this is really a good subject to go back to because it sort of indicates what Mr. Hovde's style is. Oh, excuse me, the California banker who would like to become our Wisconsin senator, what his style is. So I think what comes across with this is it's one more example of dumb assumptions. I mean, the guy just comes out with this dumb assumption. I mean, number one, no one gets to decide, okay, you're too old to vote. You're in a nursing home. You can't vote anymore. You get to vote to your last minute of life, period. Mm-hmm. And that's, sorry, a rich guy doesn't get to decide that. You get to vote if it's your last day on earth. And it may be the most important thing you do on your last day of earth. Just very, very important. I think the fact that he's willing to make assumptions about this is absolutely ridiculous. I would chime in with another personal example, not unlike the one that Mark offered earlier. He talked about how he had spent some time in a nursing home because he needed to get some long healing done. I had a grandmother who fell and broke a hip at age 85. According to Mr. Hovde, she'd be prime material to yank her voting rights. Well, she spent 3 months in the nursing home, came home, and lived for another 7 or 8 years. So, see this again and again with this guy. I mean, it was the same thing with solar energy, where he'd been previously described it as crony capitalism. But then he started to look at the bottom line and said, I have to question my assumptions. There you go, assumptions yet again. Or when he was running the previous time for senator, and he spoke about Wisconsin farmers and said, they don't work as hard as they used to. How would he know? When was the last time he was on a farm? You know, again, it's with the assumptions. We can't go forward in life with that. We need facts. We need people who are actually versed in this stuff, which is why I trust Tammy a whole lot more. She goes out there on farms, asks people what's going on, and gets information. This land of assumptions does not help us. So thanks a lot, guys. And I hope you get back out on the road again. That would be fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it. Trigvi, you've said it before. One of the reasons Tammy Baldwin keeps winning is because she takes the job seriously. And as to Joe's point, she's out amongst Wisconsinites.
I just think Eric Hovde continually demonstrates himself to be disconnected from the people of Wisconsin and what they. I just think he's, I don't know. The other thing about him is, if you want to know, it drives me nuts. He's got that Tom Selleck mustache. Does he still have that?
He still has it.
The political consultant in me is like, you need to bag the mustache, dude.
Well, I agree with you, but he's kind of put himself in a bad place because he admitted, like, to the press or whatever, and said, "Yeah, I know some people don't like it, but my wife likes it. Now if I shave it, it's going to seem like I bowed to the liberals or something like that." You know, so now I guess now he's stuck with it. But if he were my candidate, I'd say get rid of that.
So wait, now part of it is owning the libs. Does that mean we can goad Republicans into having terrible hairstyles?
Well, I don't. Well, Trump already, the implants.
This is true.
I don't know. I apparently goaded the Republicans by making the point that as a conservative, I don't want government telling me what to do, and I don't want government and theocrats telling my daughters what to do. So
get a little blowback for our tour trip.
That doesn't really seem like I was trying to own them. I was just trying to make a point about what conservatism to me is about.
Right. No, absolutely. But, 85. Go ahead, Turkey.
No, it's just sad.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Lee, listening all the way down in beautiful Cape Coral, Florida. Lee, we appreciate you listening on the app down in Florida. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Hey, Trigby. Good to hear you. I always watch your show.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I just wanted to get back to this nursing home deal. If we all remember back, this came out of Michael Gableman's report, and it's been debunked time and time again. Some of these nursing homes where they said they had 100% voting participation had like 8 people.
Yeah.
So, and then if they went back and looked further, all the percentages from the election before were pretty much even with 2020. So let's just remember that this came from Michael Gableman, and that was money well spent by Wisconsin taxpayers.
Right. Thanks. I always appreciate the call, Lee. Thanks for listening to us down there in Florida. Trigby, Lee's got a point. This comes from Gableman, and now even, Robin Voss has turned on his old friend and said he's a moron, and it was money wasted.
Yeah, you got to think that Robin regrets that.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, right, I say this all the time, when you try and appease these forces, all you end up doing is constricting yourself. It's why, Rick Wilson wrote an awesome book called Everything Trump Touches Dies. It's not just Trump. It's any of these kind of autocratic forces. It's never enough for any of them. I will tell you the place where they don't let old people vote. There are places. They're called Belarus, Russia. Like, those are the places around the world where I work. They don't want old people voting. And they just go in and vote for them, literally.
And just so people know, Trigby has been in those places doing work and, of course, is banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin himself. 855-752-4842. Trigby, people missed you. Gene from Eau Claire, our friend up there in Eau Claire. Gene, we missed you when we were in town, but it was a heck of a great time down there at Dooley's. What say you, Gene?
I watch you on television. You guys did a great job. I'm real proud of you. Thank you for coming this way. Hey, these people that want to stop the elderly from voting, I guess I'm an elderly now, but anyhow, they know that the people who are older, take a look sometime at some of the comments, a lot of the people are in their 70s and 80s and maybe some 90s that see what the devil's going on in our country and want to protect their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and children to come. And it's just sick. And I really wanted to say one more thing today because I kind of got my nose up in the air and just fuming. But we need good representatives in the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin listens to the people. Tammy Baldwin's there. No one can get any help from Johnson's office because he's too goddamn busy out there causing chaos. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching this impeachment trial live. And it's like, drive me up the wall. They get the worst people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the people that should be investigated for January 6th, up there marching down the hall the other day so proud they're going to impeach the Homeland Security Director when they would not support the monies to get that border secured. And here they are taking him away from his job to impeach him for the idiotic things that they refuse they're doing, and they refuse to fund this and refuse to work on the issues. Drives me bananas, guys. It's like you've got the people who are just incompetent,
right?
Showboats, really don't want to work, running our government and causing chaos. And then here we got this guy saying, oh, elderly people in nursing homes shouldn't vote. Now, if that ain't elderly discrimination, age discrimination, I don't know what is. So thank you for listening to me today. I had to get that out. It's unbelievable, guys.
Appreciate it, Gene. Thank you, Gene.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Trigby?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, at the end of the day, there has to be a recognition. MAGAs are going to do what the MAGAs are going to do. You know, the Marquette poll just came out. I was just looking at that. Shows the race 51-49 towards Trump, same as it was in January, margin of error 5%, 4.8. It shows Tammy Baldwin beating Eric Hubdy amongst both registered voters and likely voters. Interestingly, registered voters, Democrats used to do worse, better. Democrats in Wisconsin, it's a little different. In Wisconsin, most states now, likely voters are tending to lean Democratic, which is not the way that it used to be. Mm-hmm. But in Wisconsin, it's actually registered voters are still leaning a little bit more Democratic. Ultimately, this is going to turn on, in the state of Wisconsin, turnout. Mm-hmm. And right now, Democrats, there's a lot of Democrats who are disillusioned, whatever. I think it's interesting because Tammy Baldwin's beating Hovde, but Trump is slightly ahead in the poll, Marquette poll, of Biden. This is really going to turn on turnout. Yeah. And for those on the left who are listening who are not energized or soft on the left, they really need to think about why are they pulling the lever for Tammy Baldwin but not pulling the lever for Joe Biden. And the Biden campaign is going to have some work they have to do to get those people to get out.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. We appreciate all the calls. They're lighting up. We go next to beautiful Stoughton in Dane County. Kenneth, listening in Stoughton on WMDX. Thanks for calling, Kenneth. What say you?
Well, I just wanted to add one more voice to the outrage of Hubby and his comment about nursing homes. Both my parents were in nursing home for a short time. My mother was in for about 6 weeks. Mm. But I can assure Hubby and anybody else, they were both Newsom until the moment they passed away.
Yep.
I mean, they were both very active they lived in Capitol Lakes in Madison. They were active in the social groups that were in the facility. It was an assisted living and knowing adult living, teen living, whatever you want to call it. It went from senior living to assisted living to nursing home.
Yep.
And even though my mother was in the nursing home, she was lucid until the moment she passed away. So yep. I just pulled it in the air. It makes me mad. And I'll be 75 in a week. And so I guess I'm considered too old to vote as well. It's obscene.
Well, happy early birthday, Kenneth. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that, Kenneth and Stoughton. Trivia, this is one of those issues. It really touches a nerve because I think all of us have known someone, if not ourselves, known someone who has spent time in a nursing home. And they're vitally important to people throughout our lives. And one of those things that a political candidate should not be attacking.
No, I mean, it's dumb politics. And you're seeing this in our callers, and I think you're going to see this in the polling numbers. The reality is Eric Hovde is successfully making angry not just those who are in the nursing homes, but older Wisconsinites who he's essentially saying you're worth less as Wisconsinites and Americans than younger voters. It's just really crass.
It's one of those things that you and I heard throughout Wisconsin, what makes Wisconsin great. It's the people that are teachers that are retired. It's the people who taught us how to hunt and who now might have a disabled hunting license. It's those people who are mentors to us that's part of what makes Wisconsin great. And they are entitled constitutionally and should be respected and afforded every opportunity to cast their vote as Americans, just like you or I, and to somehow look at them as less than disrespects those people who help make Wisconsin great.
Well, I mean, here's the question. Like,
We got to. Trivial, ask his question on the other side. Don't go anywhere. 1 minute away. Trivial Olson from Lincoln Project on the Todd Oddball Show and Civic Media.
Jim Bob, where the hell's my bowling ball?
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare. Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing.
Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. A little George Jones for you. Don't tick off George Jones. Don't tick off folks that, you know, might need a little help later in life in nursing home care. Talking about Eric Hovde, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin, his recent comments where he doubled down, saying, well, you know, people, once they go to a nursing home, they're only there for 4 or 5 months and you know, shouldn't have to worry about them voting. And upset that some nursing homes have a near 100% voting rate. Do they have the right to? Absolutely, they have the right to vote.
Here's my question, Todd. Marty Schreiber, former governor of Wisconsin's 85. Does Eric Hovde think he should vote? Tommy Thompson's 83. How about Tommy?
Yeah.
Should Tommy be able to vote? Tony Earle, 80. Should he be able to vote? Well, maybe Scott McCallum, he's 73. Should he be able to vote? Or Scott Walker, right? He's 56 or maybe 57. How about him?
Right.
What is the age? That's what I'd like to know. What is the age at which? Or is this about some kind of competency test? Like, where is Eric Hovde going with this? It's
all based
on antithetical to who we are.
It is antithetical to who we are, and it's all based on this false notion, which we need to say time and again, this false notion that somehow there is this vast election fraud and that the 2020 election wasn't legit and that we have to be suspect of how we cast votes in Wisconsin. We saw this with Trump this week, casting dispersion on Megan Wolf, the administrator for elections in Wisconsin, to the point where she now has to have a security detail. And we all know that 2020 was a fair, free, and secure election. As Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House from Wisconsin, said, in 2020, Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. And it's this false narrative that they're trying to gin people up. I'm not sure if you saw it, Trigvy. There was a recent Trump rally where these reporters were asking mega people in line and literally asked them the question, if the candidates for office were Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin, for whom would you vote? And this one woman they interviewed said, well, Putin. Yeah, it'd be Putin. I mean, I just don't get it.
I mean, honestly, I didn't see that, but yeah. I can't even tell you how stupid that person is and how ill-informed they are.
Exactly.
And yet the irony is, if you were to have a conversation with her, she'd be like, well, I'm really well-informed. I'm on right. Google and I watch the news all the time.
I watch OANN
or whatever. I just can't tell you that. It's clearly someone, I would suspect, who's never spent any time in Russia, for one thing. And quite frankly, who has been blessed to live in a place where they don't have to encounter people like that on a regular basis. Yeah. All I say this all the time on your show, Todd. All you have to do is look at the decimation of those cities in Ukraine and recognize that that is, if Vladimir Putin could be doing that to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, or Green Bay, Wisconsin, and leaving Lambeau Field in rubble, he would be more than happy to do that if it meant him staying in power.
Speaking of great cities in Wisconsin, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Green Lake, Wisconsin. Bob from Green Lake. Bob, thanks for holding. What say you?
Well, I'd like to talk about this nursing home thing. I was sitting with my dad in 2016 when they came in and they asked him if he wanted to vote. Okay?
Yep.
And I'm a lifelong Democrat. Mm. All right? He did vote for Trump, and I didn't stop him. All right? Mm. But I'm telling you, I applaud these healthcare workers for trying to keep these people engaged. Mm-hmm. People sit in these nursing homes and do nothing, okay? And these people reach out to them, do you want to vote? They might not have seen anybody in 3 weeks, but at least they're engaged with what's going on around them. Right or wrong, right. I applaud those people for doing that. And I think Eric Huffey, I got a few choice words for him. He ought to go work in a nursing home.
Right.
That's what he ought to go do. Talk stupid. That was my my comment.
Yeah, I appreciate you holding, Bob. I appreciate you sharing that personal story, Bob. And I think that's repeated, Trigvy, across the state of Wisconsin.
I want to ask Bob a question. So my mom was in a nursing home for a while before she passed away last fall. And did you notice in the nursing home how many people, when you're going and visiting it, how many people don't have anybody coming and visiting them? I mean, like, I ended up becoming friends with the woman across the hall. She had no one.
Right. They want to interact with somebody. And that woman came around and said, sir, would you like to vote? She never said, you need to vote for this person. Would you like to vote? Would you like to be engaged with what's going on around you on the outside? Those people know what's going to happen to them. Okay? They know what's going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. Let's give them a little dignity. Eric Huffey gives our elderly no dignity with what he talks about and how he presents them to the general public, the general voting public, just to get his damn votes. It's out of hand.
Totally agree, Bob. Really, really appreciate you sharing that story. Thank you so very much. A couple of minutes left, Trevi, go ahead.
No, I mean, I just think anybody who's questioning that, who hasn't had a chance to go to a nursing home, or quite frankly, if you just want to do something nice, go volunteer at a nursing home, because there are a lot of people, older people, who are not given the opportunity to have anyone. The idea that you would be saying to them, you're less of a Wisconsinite or less of an American because you're in a nursing home, and then brag about how he used to finance,
right?
Shuffle money around, a rich guy who shuffled money around and profits off it. And I will tell you, the other thing you learn quickly if you have a family member in a nursing home is the cost of people being in a nursing home.
Yes.
That's another whole, and it's because of people like Eric Huffey.
Great point, Trigby. Yeah, people, I mean, you could have a whole life savings, you want to leave something for your kids, and through no fault of your own, you end up in a nursing home, you're paying $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month, depending upon where and how severe, how much help you need. And that entire life savings can be gone in a matter of months or less due to the cost. And you're right, Eric Huffey is on the side of perpetrating and making those costs even higher, because he's doing it for investment. Yeah. He's not doing it to help people.
No, 100%. I mean, and it, you know, that those numbers can go even higher you're in a place like Waukesha or Washington County, you might be pushing $10,000, $12,000 a month.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like Twin Cities Metro up in my part of the state.
Well, I think it rounds out your last minute we have left, or less than that, I guess. You know, our elder folks, our mentors, are part of what makes Wisconsin great, and we'll get into that next time, Trigby. Thanks for being with us, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm glad I didn't forget.
We are, too. We never forget Trigby Olson every
have
Wednesday.
Have fun, man. Your next segment is awesome. We got celebrity.
Kathy Griffin at the bottom of the
big
hour.
Big time.
Thank you, Trigby. Come back after this.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Coming up on the show, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us in the 11 o'clock hour, and we debut a new attack ad from the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11. The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that. They react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Listening to Mad Radio,
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.